Shalom and happy Easter. We are grateful to God once again. Easter is the time we celebrate the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a proof that Jesus is alive and the Spirit of Christ is working in our lives, while the spirit of the devil in the world is trying to stop us from becoming who God wants us to be. Last time we looked at 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 10, and we were looking at testing every spirit in the fellowship. Now we want to continue looking at testing every spirit in the fellowship. And this time we will be testing or be talking about we test the spirit of brotherly love. Because we said there is a spirit of a brother. We have got four types of love, and we need to know what this love mean. One, we have got the love we call the love of the parent or the love in the family. It's called phileo. This is the love that a parent shows to the parents, I mean to the children. And this is the same love that parents show to their parents and to their grandparents and to their uncles. This is what we normally call blood is thicker than water. That brotherly, now that filial love is there. And sometimes people act and they don't act sometimes. Because of this love, they say this is our own, whatever he does. This is where you can see a parent would stick with their children no matter what. Even when their sons are being told, say that they want to be stoned or whatever because of the bad behavior, the mother is there because there's that love. That is first love, phileo. Second one is the love of lovers. We call it romantic love. We also call it eros, erotic love. Romantic love is the love of people who are who practice romance to one another. This is the love, this is sexual love, so to speak. This is the love of a husband and a wife. Not that it's a bad love, but once it is practiced wrongly, it becomes wrong. It is, a couple could only be able to live together because of the errors. It is good love, but we need to know its part. It has been abused more than any other in this world. Many people today are who they are because of the view of this love, eros or romantic love. The third kind of love is what we normally call agape love. Agape love is the love of God, is the love of Jesus, is the love that God loved unconditionally. It is the love that gives without expecting to be given back. This is the love that lays down life because of God's sake. So anybody who practices agape love, they do it for God. They don't do it, they might even do it to people who are hostile to them. When the Bible says that you feed your enemies, you cannot feed your enemies if you do not have agape love. You cannot fail to revenge if you don't have agape love. You remember Joseph, when Joseph signed friends, he was sent by the father to go and take food to his brothers. He knew that his brothers would mistreat him. He knew that his brothers hated him. Yet, he obeyed the father to take food to his brothers. He didn't take them just because he loved them by them. He loved them with the love of the Father. It is accurate, he was practicing the love of the Father. That's why he managed to go. We call it agape love. Then we've got another love we call the love of the world. Now, the love of the world is what this book in chapter 2 says, do not love the world. You see, when you say that you don't love the world, and we also say that for God so loved the world, it looks like it is contradictory. We need to know what is God talking about? What is the Bible talking about? When the Bible says that for God so loved the world, he's talking about he agaped them. He did not copy them, but he came to help them. But love the world, or the loving the world, means that you bled into the world. You become like them. You get into their evil practices. You start to have the lust of the eyes. You have the lust of flesh. You have the pride of life. You love what the world does. You're swallowed by the world. That's the fourth kind of love. And now we are talking of the fifth love, which now we are talking about, called brotherly love. Now, brotherly love is the love that we show to those of household of faith. Remember, when Galatians says that do not stop to do good to everyone when you have time, but he says especially to those of the household of faith. Now, this love that you show to the household of faith is called the brotherly love. I think it's the fifth type of love. We have talked about four, but it's five. This is the one that we are talking about here. This brotherly love, we need to know what it is all about. It is the love that gives to the brothers. When somebody says, are you not acting, selfish? We are not selfish by loving those. It is the love of brothers and sisters in the fellowship. It is the love. Of course, we agape them. Of course, it is ad agape. This is love ad agape, but particularly not for the rest of the world, but for the brothers and sisters. It is the glue that unites us in the church. It is what makes us to go to every mile because of the rest of the people. And so this is what he says, dear friends, let us not love one another. No, let us love, sorry, dear friends, let us love one another. This is what you're calling the brotherly love. Let us love one another, for love comes from God. There are a number of things that we need to mention here about the brotherly love. Is that love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. You see, if you love your brother, John says that love comes from God. And that shows that you are born of God. And that shows that you know God. We can only love because we know God and we are born of God. Then he says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So if we don't show brotherly love, then it shows that we do not know God. Why? God is love. So loving one another shows that we know God. Now, he says this is how God showed his love among us. Look at how God showed his love to his children, the one that we are supposed to practice. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for us. You know, he continued to say that, not that we first loved him. He loved us first. And he sent his son, Jesus, as an atoning, as a sacrifice to us. So brotherly love talks about sacrificial love. We are sacrificing for the rest of us. We are laying down our lives for the sake of the believers, for the sake of brothers. And then he says, dear children, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. So this brotherly love is a replica of how God loved us. It is God who shows us how to love. We do not have a formula. We imitate God in loving. And we so love like that. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us. And his love is made complete in us. So because we've never seen God, God lives in us and God is love. So when we love one another, God lives in us. So when you say that we are the habitation of God, that God is in our midst, that the one who is in us is greater, it means that love is that container that makes God to come, is the environment that keeps God with us or in us. So God comes and abides with us. And where God dwells is where love is. So where there's no love, God does not dwell there. So when we need God's presence in our lives, we only need to make sure that we have God's love for one another. And when God's love is there, God has got an abode. He has got a home. He stays there. So if we don't have love, we do not live, we do not love, we do not have God in us. This is how we know that we live in him and him in us. He has given us his spirit. So this love is only practiced through the spirit of Jesus Christ, as we had said in the previous session. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and God and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has given us. So the love of God is a pillar, is the one that gives us hope, is the one that makes us live, is the one that makes us rely on God. So God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. So if you want to live in God, we live in love. If you want God to live in us, we have to live in love. For God is love. And God is in us and all of us. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we'll have confidence in the day of judgment. In the world, we are like Jesus. So love makes us to be like Jesus here on earth. And so then he finishes by saying, in this brotherly love, there is no fear. There's no fear. Because perfect love drives out fear. So when love comes in, fear goes out. So when we find that we have got a lot of fear among us, it's because we do not have love. So can we take love of God, which drives out fear? Now, because fear has to do with punishment. So fear, there's no fear in us, and God has made us perfect in him. So we love because he first loved us. So this love is a replica. We are replicating Christ. God first loved us. So that's why we are able to love. Whoever claims to love God yet hate his brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and their sister. So that's a command. So love is a command. And we need to say, may God help us. Father, we pray, help us to practice this brotherly love in the midst of our time. Help us to have it, this container called love, so that God will be contained in this, in our midst, so that the Holy Spirit will have somewhere to stay, so that this love will drive out fear, so that this love will make us to be effective here on earth, in Jesus' name.